This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
A little girl traveling without an adult arrived at JFK Airport Thursday from Bogota, Colombia, with two hard-sided suitcases and matching baggage claim tickets. But during a routine examination, they found heroin. There was heroin being transported into this country by a little 5-year-old girl. Earlier this month, a 12-year-old boy who'd been in Nigeria landed alone at Kennedy after allegedly swallowing 87 condoms filled with heroin. So they're using children to begin to transport drugs into the United States of America using kids. Jay Santos is joining us. Jay is with a group called the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Am I hearing, Jay, where are you right now? Jay, if you're there.
Yeah, I'm right here, Phil.
Where are you right now?
Phil, I'm in our substation, Citizens Auxiliary Police substation.
Which is where?
That is in South Bay, Hawthorne, California.
Tell me, before we start talking about children who are bringing heroin into the country, being used, innocent children, for this, what is the Citizens Auxiliary Police?
Phil, we are a organization of volunteer police officers. We take a little bit of a peek over the shoulder of the police. We are finding more and more, ever since 9/11 especially, police are very much involved with so many other things. They're stretched thin almost to the breaking point. And the fact is, the police need some backup. Citizens Auxiliary Police was formed by Major Elvis Newton in 1997 to help augment the police. And we just take a little peek over the shoulder of the police to make sure that they're taking care of everything to the best of their ability. And to that end, we try to save lives. And we're very, very interested in the very terrible reality and the horrible reality of children who are being used to transport heroin, which is a drug, an addictive drug. It's generally used in needle form. Some people do use it to snort it. You can break it down and cook it so it becomes a liquid.
Well, no, I know what heroin is.
Well, what these children are being used as, Phil, are smack mules, or what you call a heroin mule. And the reason why they use the term mule is because back in the 19th century, mules were used to transport people or things. You may recall a very interesting movie back in the 70s called Two Mules for Sister Sarah. It starred Clint Eastwood in it.
No, it's fine, Jay.
But you're clear on what mule means.
Yeah, I'm clear on that, and I know what heroin is. What is concerning me, and I take it concerning members of your organization, is that this is a... heroin is being brought into the country by children.
I think there are a lot of members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, Phil, who take that personally. These scumbags, and I say that word with absolutely no qualification, anybody that would use a child to transport heroin into any country is a scumbag. And I can tell you right now, we're here to take them down. These scumbags, usually foreigners, send children into our country transporting drugs. Kids usually bring it in hidden under their clothing, or in the case of this boy last month that you mentioned, Phil, he had swallowed 87 packets. The worst part of this, Phil, is that the parents are generally the ones who are using these children.
That is absolutely the worst part. So these kids are being given heroin by their parents?
Given heroin by their parents, asked to swallow 87 packets, or a little girl in a false-sided suitcase goes in JFK, used as a smack mule.
All right, now, what is Operation Save the Children?
Operation Save the Children, Phil, is an operation ongoing between the Citizens Auxiliary Police, the Florida Volunteer Gator Brigade, and the New York Fellowship of Parallel Action Police. We'll be doing spot checks. We'll be doing spot checks of children in different locations, usually mall arcades, Chuck E. Cheese-style restaurants, entrances.
All right, if I understand correctly, are you going to be checking children at these locations?
These will be quick checks, Phil. We do our very best not to alarm the children. But if people are using these kids to smuggle heroin, which is an addictive drug, the police are too overworked right now. So we've stepped in to take a peek over the shoulder, police.
All right, the question, and this is where it gets controversial, you're not necessarily getting clearance from these children before you frisk them.
The problem, Phil, is quite simply a lot of these parents are involved. These parents are involved in the trafficking of the heroin. These parents are the ones that place the heroin on them. So we cannot alert the parents if we do. Generally, they'll try and get the heroin out of there. But what we are trying to do...
So you're going to be checking the kids for drugs?
We are, Phil. We'll make it as painless as possible. We've got a portable screening van. We transport the child to the van, do a quick inspection, the child's back out doing his or her activities.
When you... I'm concerned as a parent. I want to give her a number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santa, Citizens Auxiliary Police. They're doing spot checks of children. How old are these kids?
Generally, the children that are used, Phil, are under the age of 12, so anywhere from small children all the way up to 11.
And I understand you don't want kids transporting heroin, but I'm concerned you are doing, you're putting the kids into the back of a van.
This is for the privacy of the child, not to alarm or embarrass the child.
And what do you mean by a painless search?
What we do, Phil, is a very take the child, tell them that we want to ask them some questions about some bad stuff. We'll tell them, have you ever heard of heroin? Have you ever heard of smack? Do you know what junk is? Do you know what a junk mule is? An eight ball, any of those things. We'll tell them that hurts people badly, and we need to look underneath your dress or this kind of a thing. And before you say anything, Phil...
Boy, Jay, I'll tell you...
Now, hold on. Before you say anything, we are well aware of the Catholic priest situation. And I can tell you right now, our officers are doing this strictly. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, for anybody to worry about. But we do need to take a peek underneath the skirt of these children or down in their pants or whatever to see whether or not there is heroin being trafficked in.
Okay, because when you talk about lifting up the skirt of a little girl or...
I understand. I know the Catholic priest situation has horrified all of us. I'm a father of a young son. We are not inappropriate with the kids at all.
You're not?
No, we are not. We pat them down. We don't remove any clothing. We will lift up a skirt or a jacket or loosen the belt so we can get a look under the underwear. Because this is usually where the packets are placed. And believe me, I don't like having to do this job, Phil. The worst part is if the child looks nervous or is fidgeting. Anything that makes us suspicious, we do use a small pen light.
Are you? So you're using a pen light, why?
Because at times we do have to have a bit more of an involved search.
Are you looking into the orifices of these kids?
Again, Phil, it's painless.
Because that's where I would think that some people might have a problem.
Phil, believe me, I don't like doing it. But let's remember what we're talking about here. We're talking about heroin horse. It has grown. Hello, guess where it's grown?
Afghanistan.
You betcha. The very country that spawned the terror, murdered 3,000 Americans back 9/11. And I'm not going to have that on my conscience. And I will tell you this, Phil, and I don't mean to be insensitive. But I will tell you this. I would... If I have to go down into the pants of every preschooler in America to stop another 9/11, then kids, I would suggest you better start taking your underwear off. Now, I don't like to have to say that.
Yeah, but you got to understand something, Jay. I know that there are kids being used for heroin.
You remember 9/11? You know Afghanistan? That's where they grow heroin. When a child fidgets or sweats during our search, I'm telling you, Mr. Andrew, you either got a smack mule. We got to take a look at this homicide bombing situation.
Or maybe the child is just fidgeting and sweating because he's nervous.
That's possible, too. But we want to eliminate that possibility. The only way to eliminate that possibility is to do the full orifice check. And we do it as painless, and we do it as trauma-free as possible can. Sergeant Major Elvis Newton once said to me when I signed on with Citizens Auxiliary Police, Phil, Major Newton was the founding officer of CAP back in 97. He said, "You've almost got to be as sick and twisted and defiled as the criminals you're trying to catch." And I think of that every time I got to give a child an inspection in their anus. I think of that because, again, Phil, we don't want another 9/11.
All right, it's a daunting task. We're talking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Children, if you can believe it, are being used to traffic heroin into the United States. Small children, unbeknownst to them. Heroin is placed on their person or in a bag that they may be carrying. And the thought is, I guess, that police would not suspect it. The Citizens Auxiliary Police, an organization that was formed, quote, to take a peek over the shoulder of the police, end quote, has an operation called Save the Children. They're going to be checking kids at various amusement parks, in malls, etc., for drug possession, I take it.
That is correct, Phil.
And I got no problem necessarily with that, I guess. And you say you can't ask the parents because
the parents are involved, Phil. Sure. Yeah, right. Okay. Excuse me. Can I check your kid if they're carrying heroin and the parents put the heroin on them? Jesus H. Christ.
Could you please watch your language?
I'm terribly sorry. But you've got to be kidding. You're not going to go out and say that.
Okay. Lisa, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead. Lisa?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, ma'am.
You're gonna take a under 12-year-old child... Okay, alone into a van and search them.
I know.
How insane is that? I have two children under 12, okay?
Right.
And how could you possibly take a child who's who shouldn't be alone to begin with,
right.
Okay?
That's correct.
And out of where, and what, where are you taking them out of? Arcades?
We're simply taking them from the entrance to arcades or malls. We're saying we'd like to do a pat down.
Arcades and malls. And these children are alone in the mall under 12.
Well, ma'am, again, you have to understand
that's
our
insane.
Situation.
How could an under 12-year-old child be alone in an arcade or a mall? And how could you take my child, okay, into a van?
Ma'am, as
okay,
I said to Mr. Henry, if it could present, if
that
it
is,
prevents,
that is,
if it prevents another 9/11, ma'am, I would go down into the underwear of every child in this country. And I'm sorry to say that because I know what you're thinking. You're thinking of the Catholic priest deal. That's not what
it's about. Oh, no, I'm not. No, I'm not thinking of the Catholic priest deal. I'm thinking of my child, who's under 12,
right,
and you're going to take him into a van, okay, and search him. That is,
yes,
you're,
ma'am.
You're actually you are.
No, but we make it comfortable for the children. There are stuffed animals in there.
You are invading. No. So in other words, I should teach my child that it's okay to go with a stranger.
No, ma'am.
Okay,
we are identified.
Into a van.
We are identified
because you have toys to make them feel more comfortable while you search them.
We are identified as police officers.
Wait a minute, you're not a police officer.
We are identified
you're not a police officer.
As Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Well, what do you wear, a badge?
We wear a blue armband, which identifies us. We also wear a white safari style, or what they call a pith helmet.
So what is to protect my child from anybody with a blue armband who has a van to tell my child I'm going to take you and search you?
A blue armband with a pith helmet, Citizens Auxiliary Police. We had metal, the magnet signs made up last week with Bob Barnley's, went over and picked them up because his wife works for a sign company.
I mean, not to be
Bob Barnley went over and
I can go
them.
Get a magnetic sign made for my car. Okay, and go into a mall and go into an arcade and take a 12-year-old child and say, I'm going to search you.
Well, ma'am, let me ask you this. Have you ever had your child carry anything for you?
Carry what?
For example, groceries or a bag or something.
Carry a bag?
Yeah. Have you ever
What kind of a bag?
Well,
I don't understand.
Like a small bag?
No.
All right.
No.
The
they won't carry
that,
anything.
Well, the, next
myself,
step,
I...
the next step from that is carrying smack. You want to turn your child into a smack mule, I'm the guy that's got
to
deal with it.
You know, no, you need to go. What needs to be done is you need to go to the parent, not to the child.
I go to the parents are the ones that are packing.
You're not
going to
find the parent. But you're not going to find the parent.
Can you imagine a parent doing that?
You're not going to find. Oh no! I agree with that. That it's really horrendous.
They take the heroin and they shove it right up there. And I am saying that.
And what are you doing? You got the kids in a van with a pen light, looking up their rear ends.
Bill, when the police can do that, they're overworked. They're stretched thin. We got bomb sniffing dogs. We got National Guard. The whole thing's going up in smoke.
You would have one heck of a lawsuit.
Who's
going to
sue me? The heroin dealing parents. Who's
going to
sue me,
ma'am?
The heroin dealing parents. Are they going to sue me? I don't think so.
If my child ever came home and told me that some guy who said he was a police or not even a police officer searched him, okay, my lawyer would be the first person I would call. Okay, that's.
We don't make the children nervous. We make sure that they feel good.
How do you tell a child?
How
do you make a child feel comfortable about sticking a pen light up their rear end?
We've been told by some psychologists, we tell them, can we put something in your poo-poo area? And the children understand.
They understand. I teach my children not to let anybody touch them, period.
Well, ma'am, other than
their position, and I'm in the room.
Another junkie dies tonight. And we show them puppets while we do it.
All right, listen, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. This can't be legal, Jay. It can't be.
It is legal, Phil. If the parents are putting heroin on those children, then I'm going to look for it, because that heroin's manufactured in Afghanistan. We just had our boys over there in Operation Anaconda and every other deal. And you want to put them in harm's way? You want to have more American soldiers die just so that somebody's little kid doesn't feel scared when I put a pen light? And all I'm doing is shining a light up the area there to make sure that there's not heroin up his ass. If I can be graphic,
Well, I'd rather not use that kind of language.
But you know what I'm talking about.
I understand. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Can I put something in your poo area? That's the part that scares the hell out of me. And this is Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. What we're talking about is an epidemic, if you will, of children who are being used as heroin couriers. These poor children, unbeknownst to them, are coming into the country from Colombia. In one case, a boy coming in from Nigeria carrying heroin. The Citizens Auxiliary Police, a adjunct to police organization of some kind of volunteer police thing, they are stopping children and frisking them, patting them down. And I think the most frightening comment that I heard from Mr. Santos in the opening minutes of our program, if it means stopping another 9/11, I'd go into the pants of every kid in America. That, I think, is dangerous. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the number to the Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back in a minute.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I think that's our thing now. Major Elvis Newton, he's always been my inspiration.
Wait. Who is this Major Elvis Newton?
Major Elvis Newton was the man who founded the Citizens Auxiliary Police Cell back in 1997.
And what is your rank?
I am a Brigadier General in the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
All right, I find it unusual that the head of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is a major. You're a Brigadier General, but you answer to him?
That is correct. The reason for that, Phil, is Major Newton chose to retain the rank that he was bestowed upon him when Citizens Auxiliary Police was formed.
All right, we're talking with Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They are frisking children under the age of 11 for the possibility of transporting heroin. There's a good reason for that. There's good reason that to be suspicious of heroin transport by kids, because some have been arrested or at least have been detained carrying heroin. But what you're doing is you're conducting an invasive search. You're using pen lights. You're doing a body cavity search in the back of a van without the parents' permission. And your reason for that is because the parents are often the ones who are transporting the heroin.
The parents are the ones that are putting the heroin on the kid. The parents are the ones that are using the kid as a spot mule. Now, I can't believe that I'm not getting through to a lot of people on this. The fact of the matter is, it's the parents that are using the kids as a spot mule. I can't tell the parents, because if I do, I'm alerting them to the fact that Charles is a spot mule.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret, you're on the Margarita, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, this guy's a freaking lunatic. Santos, you know what?
You know something,
I don't know.
Who
gives you the right to think that you can be Mr. Know-It-All by sticking a flashlight up a child's butt and be considered a somebody in this life?
Let me tell you something.
Think about it.
You want kids to transport heroin?
That I am.
What difference
and
is that?
9 years in the military service, I will be darned if I have some lunatic like you with a license to flash a flashlight up my child's butt. Because you think.
But you get to put heroin on the kid, and you get to put heroin on the kid and have him transport in the country. Is that what you get to do? You're telling me what I get to do.
Mr. Santos, with Brigadier General, doesn't give you the right to stick a flashlight up any child's butt.
Just because
so you let me stick my finger up your butt and see if it tickles and see if it's not going to traumatize
you.
Whatever gets you off. No, it's not going to get me off.
Well,
you're a lunatic to think that you could take a child and stick a flashlight and not traumatize
that
child.
You seem to be focused on that one moment when we do take the flashlight, which is lubricated.
Wait. How much lubrication, how much toys you have in your van, but I would love to meet you and let me stick my finger up your butt to
what?
See how much it would
I'll
feel, how good it would
if
feel.
You won't like it.
You would not like it, buddy.
If you let me do it to you, only I'll use something else.
Never mind.
You
will
not like it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos checking children to see if they're carrying heroin using invasive body searches. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Is this Major Elvis Newton?
I know about it, Major Elvis Newton. Congratulations that he's a very good friend of yours.
He's the one that brought me in assistance on the police.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 with Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police patting down kids. Joe, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, I was just wondering, where's all this taking place? What city is he from?
Where are you from again, Jay?
I'm in Hawthorne, California, sir, South Bay, California.
And the cops say that if the cops would pull you over while you're doing this, what would they do? Is that legal?
Well, I think the police appreciate the fact we're taking a peek over their shoulder right now and after 9/11 they're stretched thin.
Well, it's not being appreciative. It's being, is it legal or not?
Is what legal?
You taking a kid in the back of a van.
I think that we have the right to citizen's arrest. We are a citizen's auxiliary police.
I don't think you have a right to take someone that's under 18 in the back of a van without a parent's consent. And even though you say
well, let me ask you a question. Who's going to know?
I'm asking you, is it legal?
Yes.
You're telling me that if a cop pulled you over and saw you do that to the back of a child, that's legal?
If a cop were to pull me over, well, what's he going to
pull me? If a cop walks in on you and you have a pen up the kid's butt, cop's going to say that, oh, go ahead, I understand, you're a citizen, you're protecting, you're helping me as a cop. That's what you're saying.
Right. Now, to answer your question, a regular citizen, obviously he'd be placed under arrest, but we do wear a blue armband that identifies us as a citizen's auxiliary police, and we do have an identifiable uniform.
So what makes that difference from some sexual predator?
I think a police officer is going to recognize...
What's the difference?
Well, a police officer is going to recognize that we are brother officers.
You're not a brother officer.
I'm an auxiliary police, but we take a peek over the shoulder of police.
So in other words, you could be a Boy Scout leader and be the same thing.
No, Boy Scout leader is the Boy Scout leader. Citizens Auxiliary Police. We wear a blue armband. We wear a white...
It doesn't matter what you wear.
Why?
You don't have... Are you the only one in the van
with
the kid?
There is a law against impersonating a police officer. We do not.
Are you the only one in the van with the kids?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
So you're the only one in there.
The children are nervous with...
Well, there's another problem. You're the only guy...
So the kids are nervous, so they have a stranger taking them into the van and saying, I got toys and I have a puppet show and I'm going to stick this light up their butt to see if they're carrying
heroin. Why can't you at least have a female officer in there?
Exactly.
Why don't you have
a cop on your side if you say there's nothing wrong with it then? Why don't there be a cop go along with you?
We don't need a cop. I mean, we have the right to citizen's arrest.
Because you know it's not legal. I can guarantee if a cop pulled up to that van and the van sees you in the back of the van with the kid, he's going to throw you in jail faster than you deserve to be in jail.
Why would he throw me in jail? Well, all we're doing is just checking to see if there's any drugs up a child's anus. And we do
it's
have
not your job. You're not a cop.
And we have candy.
It doesn't matter if you have
candy.
Candy.
You can entice them with candy and puppets. So he's saying that's okay then to entice a 12 or a 10 or an 8-year-old kid in the back of a van.
Wait a minute. Now I suddenly realize where you two guys are going with this. You think this is like that Catholic priest thing?
I'm not saying
anything.
Catholic priest.
Guys,
nothing to do with it.
The guy's asking a question. He's asking some good questions.
No, but it's nothing to do with being a Catholic priest. I'm asking
you
if it's legal.
Are trying to tell me that I'm some kind of a pervert. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
It's pretty close
We're
to that
asking.
If you're being in the van alone.
I'm in the van alone so the child not get nervous. Look,
why would you have somebody else in there? Then he wouldn't be nervous.
What's wrong with giving a child candy, taking him in the back of a van, and putting a grease pen up his rear end just to find out?
What's wrong with that?
Wow, that's just a great answer.
You got to ask that question?
I would love to find out what your background is and what your criminal history is.
No,
I guarantee you, you are not a right individual.
You want to know something? That proves it. Both you guys are calling me a pervert, and you are dancing Mr. Henry with slander, okay?
No, it's called
libel. You just got done saying that what's wrong with enticing a kid with candy and sticking something up their butt. That's exactly what you just said.
I said a pen light.
Okay, what's the difference?
What's
if it's a pen light or for something else?
You just got done saying that.
What's wrong with that? So in other words, what you're telling people that are listening on this radio station, that if there's a person out there, that if you can entice a kid into the back of a van, and if you have candy, it's okay for you to stick a pen up their butt just to see if they're carrying heroin. And if the cop says, hey, what are you doing?
That?
Hey, I just heard this on the radio. The guy said it's fine for me to do this.
If a police officer comes in and sees me wearing my blue armband and pith helmet, we'll high-five each other.
I can bet you $1 million that wouldn't happen. Why don't you, hey, Mr. Henry, why don't you have a cop call on the radio station right now? If there's a cop listening, why don't you have a cop call on that radio station? And why don't
you
ask that same question?
If I had a legitimate reason to suspect you of carrying drugs, are you telling me I would not be able to conduct a cavity search on you?
I guarantee if you're not a cop, you wouldn't touch one piece of my body. And I'll tell you what, if I had a child and I found out that you did that, it would be the last thing you ever touched.
Wait a minute, what's the big deal with you bending over just so I could get a look?
See, exactly. Why don't you take the child if you think
yeah,
he's
the problem
suspicious,
is I lose about
go to,
five
the, go to the parents,
the
take
kid.
Him down to the police station, and then conduct it. Because you're saying oh, the parents are involved. Well, then if the parents are involved, then you have the parents right in custody.
Right, if you got such a problem with it, why don't you submit to a full anal search?
I don't need to because I'm not
yourself.
A pervert.
You can see for yourself.
I mean, I'm not a pervert. I'm not the type of person that needs
nobody,
to get off
yeah.
on 10, 11-year-old kids. I think you have a problem. I think you should maybe look in the mirror and maybe go get psychological help.
If you have questions, see for yourself. We can conduct an anal cavity search on yourself or one of your children.
I don't need to because I don't carry heroin.
No
one I put heroin on my kids.
We ran out of pen lights, by the way, Phil.
Why?
Well, we lose about six of them a week.
Get out of here, you freak.
You know something, Mr. Henry?
Amazing that you can even be on the radio and talk like that because that's what's wrong with this world today is people like you. So, see, now you're giving the brothers over in Afghanistan losing their life.
What's that?
3,000 people getting killed in New York.
That's right.
That's you're a joke.
So
you're
in other
a
words,
joke.
You'd rather see that than go down into the pit.
I'd rather see a guy like you put in jail and have that done to him by someone called Bubba than have you sit there and try and defame or curse the people that have died in New York City and in Afghanistan, and you're going to try to justify that?
Right?
It's amazing.
State troopers,
you're amazing.
Militia,
you're an idiot.
The Rangers,
are the citizens auxiliary police.
These are the
yeah,
stories of the
like
men
who are trained, skill,
and courage have enforced and preserved our
state. I'm also a member of the Florida Volunteer Gator Brigade, so.
Oh, that's great. You can go catch alligators, too. That's amazing. But trust you,
you know
the 10-year-old
you're a real jerk.
Thank you. That's a compliment coming from you.
Major
that's a compliment
Elvis
coming from you.
Get that song out of here. And what
I tell you what, I hope one of these days
what's
it
the
comes back and it'll happen to you. And I'll tell you what, you deserve to be in prison for a long time.
A prison for a long time because I lost a pen light up a kid's poo area.
Yeah, that's great. You're,
and by the
you
way,
of, you have a lot of
animal.
Respect. That's right.
What is the Florida Volunteer Gator Brigade?
I'll tell you what,
that's
maybe,
our Florida
maybe you
area.
Should go to church. Maybe you should go to church.
A lot of kids there, I know that.
We're not talking about how many kids are there. 1-800-449-86, the Florida Volunteer Gator Brigade. And the New York Fellowship of Parallel Action Police.
Right.
Yeah. Get that out of here! 1-800-449-8686. What is that?
Well, we have the Sunday Poo Patrol area.
Yeah, great. Phil Henry Show.
Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I saw this headline. Let me ask you a question. If anything makes sense in this world anymore, and nothing does, increasingly, nothing makes any sense. It says, here's the headline. You tell me. Catholic Church said to be struggling to keep homosexuals out. Are Catholic priests supposed to be celibate? Yes. Then what difference does it make what orientation they are if they're celibate? Well, I guess I had to read the story. I'm sure that there's some answer there. The head of the U.S. Episcopal Conference, Wilton Daniel Gregory, said there was an ongoing struggle within the Catholic Church to ensure the priesthood is not dominated by homosexual men. Gregory and Chicago Archbishop Cardinal Francis George told reporters the issue of homosexual priests had been discussed in a solemn morning meeting between Pope John Paul II and U.S. Cardinals on the issue of pedophile priests. An ongoing struggle. It's most importantly a struggle to make sure that the Catholic priesthood is not dominated by homosexual men. Not only that it is not dominated by homosexual men, but that the candidates we receive are healthy in every possible way, psychologically, blah, 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 blah. You know, the problem with the Catholic Church, and I say this as a Catholic, and I know people love to bash the Catholic Church, and it's mostly people who are former Catholics who had a nun whack them with a ruler once. Not everybody who was raised Catholic was molested. I can pretty safely tell you that I wasn't. And Pelton, you weren't? Are you sure? All right. Taylor, you were, but you're not Catholic. Okay. No, I'm kidding. He wasn't. All right. Not everybody was Catholic, was molested. But a lot of people have a problem with the Catholic Church. I had a problem with the Catholic Church growing up, and when I became an adult, I found them to be hypocritical. I found them to be a complete, you know, absolutely and utterly. But that's my beef, okay? That ain't got nothing to do with anybody that isn't Catholic. People that aren't Catholic who got a problem, they're just anti-Catholic, period. They don't like the whole papist thing. They're like all them hicks in West Virginia that didn't want Kennedy elected because they thought that he would be answering to Rome. In other words, they're not too bright. Non-Catholics that don't like Catholics ain't too bright. But having said all of that, some of the dumbest people you'll meet are the cardinals and the bishops and maybe even the Pope of the Catholic Church. These people break all records for absolute stupidity. I'm not talking about hypocrisy. I'm not talking about immorality. They're just stupid. Oh, my God, they're stupid. What is being a homosexual man got to do with being a priest? If you're a celibate, you're a celibate. Shouldn't you be talking about celibacy instead of, you know, if a guy's gonna have sex, we'd rather he have straight sex than that gay stuff. Because we know the priests are having sex anyway, but we'd rather have the priest banging the choir director, you know, if it's a chick, than one of these fag priests that gets found in a parked car somewhere on the outskirts of town with some guy he met in a bar. Now, that's a bummer. But, you know, the guy gets caught with his hand in a cookie jar, if you'll pardon the expression, with the choir director or the cleaning lady. I, you know. I never heard I've never, honest to God, and I'm being very serious now, I have never heard more imbecilic rhetoric than what flows out of the Catholic Church sometimes when it comes to this issue. Now, you put that on top of, what was the other dumbass thing that I heard? Well, you know, all this stuff, you guys, maybe you weren't around, but a few years ago, there was a movie called The Last Temptation of Christ that was out. This was really a great thing, and I found it to be an interesting movie. It wasn't the greatest movie I ever saw, but I thought it was very interesting. It was basically about a Jesus hallucinating on the cross as he's dying. He has a hallucination, and in his hallucination, he imagines himself as a married man. He married Mary Magdalene, he had children, and he lived his life out. And this is what the man is hallucinating as he's dying, and when the hallucination concludes, or when he comes back to his senses, he realizes as he's dying on the cross that he made the right decision, that his life, it would have been peaceful and it would have been joyous, but he made the right decision to give his life for what he believed in. And it's really a brilliant movie. The movie opens with Jesus, and he's planing some wood because, you know, he was a carpenter's son. And as the camera pans back, you realize he's not only is he planing wood, but he's making crosses for the Romans because the Romans used crucifixion as a thing, you know. So it's really a cool movie. It's the closest that I ever came to returning to Christianity, returning to my original faith that I grew up with after seeing that movie. Now, you want to know what the brain surgeons in the Catholic Church said? Don't go see it. Don't go see this movie because it's this and it's that and it's something else. And there are all these born-agains hanging around outside the studio gates crying and flagging themselves with ropes. I mean, I'm telling you, you never saw a larger collection of imbeciles in your life. Same thing with that whole ACT UP thing, where Mahoney didn't want anybody to see the ACT UP movie where they went into St. Patrick's Cathedral and trashed a mass because he didn't want to give ACT UP the publicity. I saw it. ACT UP looked like the biggest pack of jackasses you ever saw in your life. They were desecrating a religious service. They might as well have been spray-painting swastikas on a synagogue. ACT UP made themselves, in the hopes of trying to indict the Catholic Church, they made themselves look like Nazis. I saw that movie. I never would have come to that conclusion had I not seen that movie. But Mahoney, who ain't exactly all that bright either, he didn't want nobody to see that. I'm not talking about bad men. I'm not talking about evil men. I'm talking about stupid people. They are just flat stupid. What do I mean by stupid? They have no practical experience with the world. Maybe that's the biggest problem with having a celibate priest. He hasn't got a clue. I don't care how good a man he is, he just doesn't have a clue. Now, I'm saying that as a former Catholic. And if you want my honest opinion, I think the only people that are weigh in on this are former Catholics or current Catholics. I think the rest of the world can shove it. Because there's ulterior motives going on with a lot of these people. They don't like Catholics because the bishops wear funny hats. They don't like Catholics because our football teams generally are better than anybody else's. They don't like Catholics for a whole bunch of reasons. They don't like it because we're religious, but we also drink. They don't like it because we go to Mass on Sunday, we pray to Jesus, and then we go home and have a few beers and watch a football game. I don't know why they don't like it. But I'm giving you the lowdown. I'm listening to all these people talking about Catholic this, Catholic that, molest this, molest that. Any priest that molested a kid ought to be hung by his thumbs inside a jail cell. Throw the key away. They ought to get rid of every celibate priest. They ought to allow married priests. They ought to get rolling on that. And with all due respect, the sooner that Pope John Paul croaks and we get a priest, get a pope in there that's got some idea that he's living in the 21st century, the better we're all going to be. They need married priests. Get off this property kick. Catholic Church has got enough money and enough property to last them to the end of time. Get some married priests in there. In other words, balanced, healthy men, as healthy as a married guy can be. And having said that, I'm married and I ain't too well off, but I don't want to be no priest. Get some guys that are, you know, have wives and families, whatever. You got a problem with that? You know, Catholic Church, you don't want to share your property with a married guy? Hey, get over it. Get the rest of these celibate freaks and creeps and cretins out of there. Whatever these guys, I don't know what the hell they are. Get them out of there. Clean them out. Clean house. And, you know, John Paul, nice guy. You know, he ain't looking too good these days. Might as well get him, send him off, man. Can you retire a pope? Just retire, will you? And the next time you open your big fat mouth, either in Rome or the Archdiocese of Los Angeles or Chicago or New York, know what you're talking about. Quit sounding so... Like today, the Pope said, well, you know, molesting a child should be a crime. Well, thank you. We just got that from the Pope. It should be a crime. Could you write that down? Oh, you mean it already is? All right. And then this one, we don't want a lot of fags being priests. Well, A, I hate to break the news. I think you do. B, what difference does it make whether they're gay or not? I thought they're supposed to be celibate. C, just shut up. You guys spend all that time at Georgetown, Boston College, Jesuit, studying this and studying that, finding out the orientation and the meaning of the Trinity, and how many angels you can jam on the head of a pin. And you're the most educated guys when it comes to breaking down the aspects of the Virgin as opposed to the... And when it comes to living in the world, you haven't got prayer one. You wouldn't know how to buy a freaking ticket to Disneyland. I'm changing my name to Father Hendry. As of tomorrow, it's the Father Phil Show. Anybody got a problem with that? Take it up with the diocese. I'm Father Phil, and tomorrow we'll be doing more bits on, weird bestiality things, just kind of a kooky thing, but it's all going to have a very Catholic flavor. That's tomorrow on the Father Phil Show. Don't forget to visit our website, fatherphil.com.